The reading is from Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them. To the Israelites, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This is the word of the Lord.
Would you pray with me? Lord, would you please open your word to our hearts and our hearts to your word? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, for 40 years, the Israelites have been wandering around in the desert. With failing faith, they'd refused to obey God and to conquer Canaan. So they wandered with a lack of identity, a lack of purpose. Finally, the new generation were ready to cross the Jordan and possess the land. And having distinguished himself as a man of faith and courage, Joshua was chosen to succeed Moses as leader. So the book of Joshua records the people of God as they finish their wanderings and enter the promised land. Now, I spoke on this very passage in May 2014 when CSK Church was still meeting in Hampton Vale Primary School. Christ the Servant King began in a porter cabin in Hampton Hargate in 1999 with just a handful of people. Gloria and Juju were two of the original members. Then they moved into Hampton Hargate School. Then another move to Hampton Vale School, starting in the hall. Then a move into the library during building works on the school. Then back into the hall. And for a church that was founded only in 1999, CSK had been wandering round quite a lot. Not wandering for 40 years, and thankfully no wandering for the past 4 years since we moved into this building here in July 2014. Now, CSK's wanderings were not because of a lack of purpose or not obeying God, as was the case with the Israelites. We simply didn't have a home of our own until God provided us with this building, in many ways, our very own promised land. As Rachel's already explained, we're in a micro sermon series looking at what is church. And if you did miss Rachel's talk last week, can I commend that you listen to it, recommend you listen to it on the internet. So today we're looking at what is church and church being on mission together. And it seems timely to me to look at Joshua again, as we now have further promised land that the Lord has blessed us with behind our car park. And we need to mission together as a church towards purchasing that land and planning how to use that land. Now, the book of Joshua begins with these words: After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. The Israelites are camped along the east bank of the Jordan River at the very edge of the promised land, and they are completing the period of mourning for Moses, who had just died. God tells Joshua that he will give Joshua and the Israelites every place where they set their foot. Now, quite a number of church members have set foot on the plot of land behind the church here and have prayed on that land. A few years ago, we actually buried a wooden holding cross on the middle of the land, claiming that land for God's purposes. And I know that many of you have continued to pray for the land each time that you've walked past it. And God has heard all our prayers because he is faithful. And we are in this together. So what did God say to the Israelites as they had their promised land in front of them? Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. Joshua was required to lead the people into the land of Canaan so that they could claim God's promises for them. Joshua had to step out in obedience to God's word. Now we can allow this passage and Joshua's actions to challenge us. Are we actively listening for God's voice? Or do we instead allow our circumstances to drown God's voice out, neglecting to make the time to spend alone with God, not allowing God the space to speak to us in the quiet of our hearts? Psalm 46 includes these words, "Be still and know that I am God." How often do you stop and be still and listen and spend time reading God's word? If we're on a mission together as God's church, we need to be hearing from him. The UCB notes are a great way to start reading the Bible regularly if you're not doing that already. It literally is a verse or two of scripture each day and a thought for the day. These are free. You can get them out in Chime's coffee shop area there. Rachel talked about joining a small group last week so we can dig deeper into God's word with others. God wants to speak to us, to direct us and lead us. And Joshua's new job consisted of him leading the Israelites into a strange and new land and conquering it. What an enormous challenge. But every new job is a challenge. And without God, it can be frightening. But with God, it can be a great adventure. The prospect of having this extra land is really exciting. But it can also be seen as quite a challenge. Things are going to be different for us. So what does God say about challenges? What did he say to Joshua? As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God led Joshua and the Israelites into the promised land. They didn't go alone. And it will be the same with us as we together go into the future and God's plans and purposes for us as a church. We won't be going alone into the future. God has gone before us and he will be with us. The words, be strong and courageous, appear not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in Joshua chapter 1. Be strong and courageous. Do you think the Lord might be trying to tell us something? Perhaps you need to hear the Lord say those very words to you today in whatever circumstances you are facing. Be strong and courageous. If I asked you to think about one of these sentences, I am afraid that, or I am anxious that, I wonder how you'd complete those sentences. You might say, I'm frightened or anxious that my health is going to deteriorate. I'm frightened or anxious that I'm not going to be able to cope on my own. I'm anxious about a job interview or a new job or about a member of my family. I'd like to help in CSK, but I'm anxious about my abilities. Fears and anxieties are real. But what does God say to us repeatedly today? Be strong and courageous. This passage reminds us that because God is all-powerful, we, his people, can have courage. Fear imprisons us, and Jesus came to set the captives free. Now, we don't really know how Joshua saw himself. But that doesn't really matter. Because it's not how Joshua saw himself that is the key here. The key message here is not about how we see ourselves, but it's about how God sees us. It's about our potential when we allow God to bring out the treasures that often remain hidden within us. And when we allow God to empower us, to use us according to his purposes. But God can only be involved in our lives if we invite him to be involved. And we need to choose to do that. Jesus needs to be invited and welcomed into our lives. And if you've never invited him into your life to be your Lord and Savior, can I encourage you to think about that? What would the Lord call us to do if we would only allow him access into our lives? Could he perhaps use us, ordinary us, to do mighty things here as part of his church? Impossible, we say. But in Luke 18:27, we're told all things are possible. We say, we can't do that. But the Lord says in Philippians 4:13, you can do everything through him who gives you strength. Oh, I'm not able, we protest. But the Lord says in 2 Corinthians 9, I am able. For all our negatives, God has a positive. You see, many of us are prejudiced against ourselves. We have an inferiority complex. But God knows our frame, and he will lead us one step at a time to become the people that he wants us to be. He uses weak, broken, cracked pots, people like us, to fulfill his plans and purposes. For the Israelites to be able to complete the enormous task of conquering the promised land, they needed to be in agreement with their leader, Joshua, and they needed to be willing to support him. And if we as a church are going to complete the tasks God has given us and will be giving us, we need to be united in God's plans, united in his love, supporting and encouraging one another. You see, God has amazing plans for his church, and working together on mission, I really believe that we'll continue to see God's promises fulfilled here in Hampton. On the 4th of November, during our 10 a.m. service, we're inviting you to bring along some penny coins. We need 1,000 of them, and we're going to cover a CSK logo with them. And this will be the money we'll use to purchase the new promised land. The land's worth over £300,000, but God is giving it to us for £10 because he's amazing. By contributing pennies, you are going to be investing in God's plans and purposes. We're also having a gift day that day, so you're invited to make another financial contribution if you want to do that as we begin our building fund. We've had some special gift aid envelopes printed. They've got red across the middle. It says thanksgiving to God for the land. And there's also an important third way you can join us on mission on the 4th of November. You see, how does God want to develop this land? What might we need in a building extension or a brand new separate building? Now, we know that we need more rooms for our children and youth groups to meet in, because currently two children's groups are sharing the back hall space. It's not ideal. Illuminate, our years 4 to 6, I don't know if you counted them today. There were 12 children went out with their leaders to that small front room. I know some weeks it's even more than 12. The youth have gone upstairs, and again, they're quite cosy in the upstairs room. Food Bank is outgrowing its storage space, and we need more room to pack the food for all the families we're helping. But what else might God want us to be using a building extension or a new building for? Will you pray? Will you join the mission? Will you spend time seeking God, then writing down what you believe he might have said, what things you think that God might be directing us to do in that new building, what plans and rooms that you feel might be needed to fulfill God's mission here in Hampton, and then bring those written ideas on the 4th of November. So there's three areas to get involved in our God's mission for this land. Pennies, we need 1,000 of them. Gift day, a further financial gift towards the building fund. And prayer, seeking God for his plans for this new promised land. We believe part of the mission is to take down that back wall to expand our worship space here. But clearly we can't do that until we have more rooms to move into. Hence why we're looking at what we do in the meantime regarding services. So do please complete one of our service questionnaires if you haven't already, and help the leadership team to try and discern together God's plans moving forward. So whatever God is calling you to do right now regarding his mission here, or whatever he is calling you to do in your individual life, whatever fears you're facing, whatever anxieties are keeping you awake at night, I believe that God wants you to know today that you can be strong and courageous. Because God is strong, and he will give us the appropriate strength and courage to act in accordance with his will if we ask him to, if we seek his face. If we have asked Jesus to be in our lives, he is with us every second of every day. Would you pray with me? Lord, your word tells us that you will instruct us and teach us in the way we should go, because you counsel us and you watch over us. Thank you that whatever we do, and especially as we prepare to expand into further promised land, you are with us. Remind us each and every day that we are loved by you and that you are the one that gives us the courage and the strength that we need for each new day when we stay connected to you, Jesus. And we ask all these things in your precious name. Amen. We have indeed walked the land, and we will continue to walk the land with hearts on fire, with every step that we take being a prayer as we mission together for God's purposes.